Well, every Tuesday we take a visit, which for me harkens back to a period of time that was very instructive for me. Back in 1995, I had a chance to visit with an old professor of mine who I was very close to with college, lost track of for a number of years, and then got together with in the last months of his life as he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease. And our conversations resulted in a little book that was supposed to help pay his medical expenses and has ultimately turned into something quite larger than that, much to my surprise and delight in many ways. It's the Tuesdays with Maury experience, and I have a lot of the tapes from my visits with Maury that once a week here we go back and visit and see if there's some other things that maybe I could learn and maybe you along with me. And I saw this story in all the newspapers about the Supreme Court announcing that it was going to decide whether or not the execution of the mentally retarded was a cruel and unusual punishment.
Right.
And it harkened back to the fact that Maury, when he was younger and was first out of school, actually spent several years working at a mental hospital on a project that ultimately became of the first book he ever wrote. And he referred to it as one of the most life-changing experiences he ever went through.
In the hospital, I saw the depths of human suffering, psychic suffering, panic, rage, apathy, dissociation, fear, screaming, fighting, trying to run away, shouting, "I hate you," with so much passion in it. There were these kinds of horrible emotions that people could experience and could live with for many, many years.
Now, Maury was essentially there to observe the patients and how they were treated by the staff, but he couldn't help but periodically, with some of the patients, become involved.
There's another one who was very angry and bitter and spit at the staff. She trusted me. One day she ran away, and they were worried about getting her back. So they asked me to come and help. That was a big mistake. Of course, when I came there, she said, "Oh, so you're one of them too." Her jailers.
Her jailers. Maury said that he learned a lesson there, not just about the mentally ill, but about the people who treated the mentally ill and how we as a society react to people who we somehow think maybe don't have the same capacities as us or don't deserve the same degree of consideration as us because, after all, they're not the same as us.
There was one who used to lie on the floor, and I did a study that broke my heart. I watched as people passed her by in a heap on the floor, saw her and ignored her, just went by. I finally said, "Well, we have to do something about that." Sit down on the floor with her, talk with her on the floor, help her get up. This person did not talk. At the end of that time, she talked and she became alive.
I asked Maury what he took away from that experience. He said, "You know, this isn't just about mentally ill people. All she really needed was someone to actually pay some attention to her." And here these people were stepping over her. Think of how many times we do that with homeless people in the street or people we think were, you know, "Wow, look at them, they're mumbling to themselves." We just step over them. And here was this woman who was being stepped over in a hospital, and all that was required was to sit down and spend a little time with her, and suddenly she came back to the world that we thought that she was permanently disassociated from. And I asked Maury what he took away from that experience.
You learn that people become habituated to such dehumanizing ways that they don't even realize that they're doing it. And that's why we can do such horrible things to each other. We're not aware fully of what we're doing.
You know, we always think of the mentally ill or the people you see in the street, "Well, they're not like us," or, "Yeah, I come from almost a different race." One of the things Maury learned in this experience was that a lot of these people were well-to-do, so money did not keep them from having these problems. Some of them were educated, so education did not keep them. But the common thread that he found with all of them was that there was a problem with how they had been treated. There was a problem with how they had been loved or not given enough of it. And I asked, after this was all done, and he spent several years, it was very emotional experience for him, and he put this book together, what he took away from it for himself in terms of how he was going to live his life with other people based on how he saw these sick people being taken care of in a hospital.
if you want not to end up in a mental hospital, you better be sure you give your child a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of direction, a lot of loving discipline. But discipline, that's what I think was the things that they missed, these people. You try to approach relationship with people in the most compassionate way you can.
So isn't it interesting, as we're talking about, you know, executing the mentally retarded, we're talking about what's the matter with our children in the school system, and that they bring guns into school, that it all seems to come back to the same thing, as Maury said there. You know, you have to give your kids a lot of love, give them a lot of direction, give them discipline, spend time with them, show them that you care. Don't step over them or walk past them, literally or figuratively, and just assume, well, they're taking care of themselves, or they're not the same, or they're in some different sphere. So I think some of the compassion that people are trying to show when they're debating this thing over whether the mentally retarded should be executed ties into some of that. And I thought maybe that was an interesting lesson we could learn on a